welcome to The More You Look, Up Close, a short, unscheduled stop on your behind-the-scenes journey into museum collections, research exhibits, and public programming. I'm Roger Topp, Director of Exhibits Design and Digital Media at the UA Museum of the North, and today's host. The UAMN audio guide, Sounds of Place, was conceived and first recorded in the year 2000 by UAMN film curator emeritus Leonard Kamerling and sound recordist Kathy Turco. 20-something years later, it has grown into a mobile app with 6 tours and nearly 200 stops encompassing all of the museum galleries. The UA Museum of the North mobile app is free and available on a smartphone near you. This week on the podcast, a taste of Sounds of Place, 20-something eclectic clips for 20-something years.
I think every rock has a unique and interesting story to tell, but frankly, this one is particularly peculiar and interesting. Jade only occurs in 3 states in the United States, Alaska, California, and Wyoming, which tells you right from the get-go there's something unique about jade. And jade in Alaska only occurs in about a 10 by 30 mile strip in the southwest foothills of the Brooks Range in the Kobuk Valley area.
I'm Kevin Winker, curator of birds. If you stand in front of this window long enough, you're almost certain to see a raven fly by, or perhaps a group of ravens. The common raven is a very common bird here in Fairbanks, and indeed the museum expansion has been attractive to the ravens because it causes air movements to be diverted upwards.
I talk about how the fish in the fall with the hook, that's what I say. And then when I get through with that, then I talk about how they used to live long ago.
From the second level above the whale, you can look down on it as if you are standing on the ice or in a kayak, and you're viewing the whale as you would see it from that standpoint. And it would be diving, after taking a breath, it would be diving down into the water again.
I'm John Manthai, and I'm a designer and builder of furniture and cabinets and itinerant carpenter. I do see boards when I look in the forest. I enjoy the forest as it is, but I do see trees that are extra special, and I do think about what they would look like if I cut them apart or use sections.
A beaver builds a dam, literally, to dam up water, creating a pond in which to build its house and store up food for the winter, and canals through which to float trees and branches.
In local news, a Bethel man is a KYUK breakup contest winner. Ice moved this morning enough to trip the clock, and it caught a lot of people by surprise. Most of those who called in their guesses were predicting the ice would hold for at least 2 more days.
So the back right corner of the bus has had a whole piece of metal replaced, and you can see a section that's been cut out using a camp can opener.
I'm James H. Barker, documentary ethnographic photographer, and I've photographed in rural Alaska for some 30 years. I specifically moved to Bethel in 1974 to learn about a culture where the people's lives were pretty much dictated by the coming and going of the food supplies that they all harvested locally. I wanted to get a feeling as to what their lives were like.
The oldest salmon fossil is of a freshwater fish that lived during the Eocene 50 million years ago. 5 or 6 million years ago, salmon were giants with long fangs, weighing about 500 pounds.
The Umiak is an open, highly seaworthy craft of traditional native design with a driftwood frame and a covering of split walrus skins. Fast, maneuverable, and capable of carrying heavy loads of passengers and equipment, it's well suited to its main function of transporting families and carrying men in pursuit of whales and walrus.
The skull seen outside the main entrance of the museum is that of a fin whale, the second largest animal to ever live, after the blue whale. This specimen was discovered in 2007 outside of Dutch Harbor in Alaska, and it was brought to the surface by a trawler.
As you look around this southeast room, you'll see designs that repeat themselves on this house front, on the Chilkat blanket, on bowls and dippers, a model canoe, the argillite carvings, the cedar boxes, and outside the museum, on the totem pole carved by Tlingit artist Nathan Jackson.
Ice Age mummies are exceptionally rare, usually in the range of about one a decade, and that's all across northern Siberia and Alaska. They're extremely rare. In Alaska, it's only happened maybe five or six times throughout the last century. These aren't found in glaciers, like you might imagine. They're animals that die out in the open, usually in a floodplain. Rainwater and the mud the next spring buries them. They freeze, and they're continually covered year after year. Since the ground is cold, they become permanently frozen.
Chugum Dulrachta.
Chugum Dulrachta.
We lead out there. We chukudanachta. We send all of them. Chugum Dulrachta.
In the old days, they used to make wooden masks. They'll make a mask, it'll be shaped as a fox head. One mask, it'll be formed as a seal head. One mask will be formed as a moon. And each mask has got different shape. Then they color up the masks, or maybe they put feathers around it and make it look neat. Then before they start, they used to lay these masks inside the kazigit, and then one person they used to get, either it could be a medicine man or anyone, goes to every mask and hollers at every mask in its own voice.
Because the polar bear travels the Arctic seas in ice packs, Norwegians call this great carnivore Isbjørn, the ice bear. To the Inuit, he's Nanuk, the great white bear, technically a marine mammal. It spends most of its life in and around frigid Arctic waters. Nanuk's head seems small for its massive body. The nose is long and straight, the ears small, and its sharp eyes a glistening black.
Shalak nai, na huen jit donch e. Shorjit Kathy Oji, Gadinji Juk, Shorjit Shinlai Oji, Guchak, which in Ikli, Juk Fairbanks Guichi, Shitsi Vojit Peter Shachol Oji, Shitsu Vojit Sozen Oji, Shitit Vojit Stephen Peter Oji, Gadinji Juk, Seho Giatne, Vashrai Go Guts Anili, Shahan Vojit Catherine Oji, Stevens Village Guts Anili. My name is Kathy Sikorsky. In which inn I introduced myself and said where I'm from and who my grandparents were and who my father and mother were. I also told you how many brothers and sisters I have, and I also said that I have two girls, and one of them is getting married, and that we're making skin dress for her, and that her and her sister are going to sew the beads on there.
In order, we just heard the voices of Fur Seals, Rainier Newberry, Kevin Winker, Joe's son, Aaron Gunderson, John Manthai, Robert Hannon, KYUK Radio, Angela Lynn, James Barker, Walkie Charles, Roger Topp, Susan McGinnis, Bald Eagles, Dale Guthrie, The Wind in Birch Trees, Moses Dirks, Tommy Moses, and Kathy Sikorsky. Check out the UA Museum of the North mobile app and audio guide on a smartphone near you, and whether or not you're visiting the museum. The stops might be numbered, but they were designed as an experience not to be followed in any particular order. The More You Look is a production of the UA Museum of the North on the campus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks and the ancestral lands of the Dene people of the lower Tanana River. UAMN illuminates the natural history and cultural heritage of Alaska and the North through collections, research, education, and partnerships, and by creating a singular museum experience that honors diverse knowledge and respect for the land and its peoples. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, share, and rate the program. This helps other listeners discover more about not only the work of this museum, but quite possibly other museums in their neighborhoods. The more you look, the more you find.